Welcome to Financial Strides, powered by Woodley Faramanian Portfolio Management. I'm your co-host, Kim.
And I'm your co-host, Emily. Join us for financial conversations that fit your life. Practical, simple, personally paced.
Follow us this way to financial contentment. Welcome to the first episode of the Financial Strides podcast, powered by Woodley Faramanian Portfolio Management. My name is Kim Bright, and I'm here with my colleague, Emily Pyle.
Hi there.
And we're going to use this first introductory episode to just kind of tell you a little bit about ourselves, what inspired us to do this podcast, and what we hope to guide you through on this journey that we take together through different financial scenarios, planning for future questions that you may have. Really, nothing's off the table here.
Yeah, let's learn together. We want to let our audience know that they're not alone in everyday financial frustrations. I'm still learning every day myself and look forward to learning together with our audience.
I think with Emily and myself being in the financial services industry, sometimes we take for granted what we learn just by being here at work, listening to other people discuss things. And when we have conversations with individuals outside of the industry, we recognize that there was a need for maybe some education in a very non-threatening, non-technical sense. And that's kind of where the idea of this podcast was born, just for a way for people to do things at their own pace, tune in to episodes that resonate with you. And we're going to cover things from budgets to different types of ways to save, different types of financial accounts, how to choose an advisor. And we know that not everybody's going to have those specific needs, but we hope somewhere along the way, one of our topics will be of interest and you'll tune in and listen to some of the ideas that we have. And if you have suggestions of things that you want to hear us cover, please let us know.
Yeah. So we're going to do like a 101 finance starting out. You know, start with budgeting. We're going to get into more details and graduate to higher levels later on. But I know part of what inspired me to do this podcast were some of my friends were confused about what I even do for a living, just for starters.
Did you tell them that you're confused sometimes too?
Yes, I do. I do tell them that. Like sometimes I don't know. I'm not even sure. But seriously, and you mentioned this, Kim. Like I learn something every day. Every single day I come in to the office and again, to reiterate, you know, I take for granted that not everybody gets the answers that I get because I work next to several financial professionals from CFAs, and MBAs and some in betweens. If I have a question, I get to walk around the corner and ask somebody that knows the answer. And not everybody has access to that. So here we are, trying to give access to a larger audience. And like I said, learn together. Because I know when I was growing up, finances were something that were feared, were just a source of frustration. It's not like my parents sat around and talk about smart ways to save and their different investment vehicles. That just wasn't something that went on in my house. And I know a lot of people are with me on that, where it wasn't something that was necessarily taught. So basically, I would be talking to people that are out there that are sitting in a room full of adults having very adult conversations and feeling like the only child in the room. Because honestly, I do a lot and I work in the industry. So by default, I know a lot more than a lot of people, but I still feel like there's so much more to learn. So that's part of why I'm here today.
Yeah, I think the goal for us really is for Emily and myself to be a resource for individuals, again, to access information in whatever way you feel most comfortable. And a lot of times it is difficult, especially when you feel like everyone else at the table has a plan, they're on track, they know each one of their financial buckets and everything's very clearly defined. I think to echo Emily's sentiment, finances and how to manage your finances was something that wasn't ever really talked about as I was growing up, either outside of the fact that you had money coming in and you had money going out, and there was a very simplified budget that existed in my home. I think some of the larger, grander things that I know I get questions on are a little bit more specific, and I was never involved in those types of decisions, and it's the kind of thing that they don't teach you in school either. So some of the questions that I get, for example, are like, what happens when you refinance a home? When is it a good idea? When is it not a good idea? When should I start saving for my child's higher education expenses? When I'm putting a budget together, how do I categorize needs, wants, savings? Is there a formula to use? Is there a spreadsheet? Is there an app? Is there something that can help me? And I think, you know, depending on what kind of industry you work in, a lot of those conversations that you have with your peers, they don't always give you the answers that you're looking for.
Yeah. Well, and everyone has a unique situation. So you can talk to your peers, but not everybody can relate to your situation or yours to theirs. Now, what inspired you to do this ultimately, Kim? Did you have a conversation at one point that you thought, wow, we need to get some word out there on the street about these things?
I think similar to you, with just, you know, conversations with friends and conversation with family members, like I said earlier, you know, specifically asking about when you get to that point where you finished your post-secondary education or you've gotten into your first career, I think there's a lot of things that start to come at you. You're living independently, which means that you're most likely establishing some type of budget because you have living expenses, you have your own food expenses, clothing, things like that. You most likely are at the start of a career. So you have those career-related questions as far as retirement savings, things like that. And you start to formulate a plan for the future. And as you're going through those steps, sometimes questions come up that you don't necessarily know the answer to. And I think that's what has inspired me, is to have something available. And, you know, this will be integrated with the journey map on our website. And it's literally a pathway that you can follow. And wherever you are in the pathway, you can click on that specific area and it'll lead you to information, direct you back to our podcast where we go into more detail and say, I want to know about this specific thing. I want to know about this specific question or how this type of savings account works. What should I be doing with my savings? What should I be doing with my discretionary income? All those kinds of things that a lot of times people just take for granted that you magically know.
Right.
When that little finance fairy comes to visit you at night and sprinkles all of that knowledge in your dreams.
Well, speaking of finance fairies, Kim is one of mine. So I want to tell them why they need to listen to you. Number one, I listen to Kim.
This is still in line with the non-threatening part of the podcast.
Yes, I'm not threatening you to listen to Kim. I'm just telling you, you should probably consider it. I do. I'm grateful for it. I've had the privilege of working alongside Kim for the past 9 years. She is our firm's chief compliance officer and chief operations officer, which makes her an all-around BA. I don't know if I'm allowed to say what that stands for on this podcast because it's family friendly, but this makes her a glass ceiling breaker at our firm, and I have personally benefited from that. I've seen Kim with clients in some of the best and worst moments of their lives because, you know, finances are touch all parts of our lives. And she does it with unmatched professionalism and a warmth and grace that I hope to be when I grow up someday or have when I grow up someday. And our clients walk away from Kim feeling like they have made a friend and an advocate. So just a little bit about Kim and why you should be listening to her in this podcast.
Well, I would like to definitely take a moment to thank Emily for her very kind and gracious and potentially embellished introduction, but I'm going to take it. And
I undersold it.
Let her know that there's no one else that I would rather be doing this podcast experiment / journey with other than Emily. I do need to give her full credit for the podcast being her idea to start with. She got an email from an unrelated source and forwarded it to me. And she was like, hey, I don't hate this idea. What do you think? And then I think I was out of the office that day, or it was a weekend or something like that. And by the time we reconnected, it was about 30 seconds in to our conversation, we were like, oh, we're totally doing this.
This is happening.
We have locked arms and we were doing this. Emily is the backbone of our operations team here at Woodley Fara. And I know that I can always count on her for just a outstanding work ethic, great relationship with our clients, and someone that I have really enjoyed mentoring and showing the ropes of things. And she's a very eager learner. And I think that's part of the reason why she's such a wonderful fit to do this podcast and to share this stage with me, is because she is a why person. And
I am.
Wants to know as much about all the different topics as possible. And so as I give some of my information from my experience here at the firm, I've been here for 16 years. And as Emily stated, served in a couple of different roles. She is really wonderful at asking questions. And hopefully my information that I share from her questions and our conversation will be beneficial to you guys as well.
I think it boils down to Kim and I care. If there's one thing and we have in common, it's we care. We care about not only our clients, but, you know, the public at large. We want to help. We just want to help people. And it's not always easy. And the information isn't always readily available. And the information can be conflicting and overwhelming. And we want to make that better for everybody. I don't know.
I think at the end of the day, you know, that's, you know, we kind of talked about what inspired this. And then I guess for me to speak a little bit about my goal for this podcast is to be purely educational and beneficial to our listeners and the individuals who tune in. I think if you end up giving us a call and we talk about being your financial advisor, great. But it's more important to me that you dial in on a specific episode or listen to our series and walk away and say, hey, I learned something new, or I feel like I have a little bit more clarity, or even I feel empowered to take some action on my own. Because some of the stuff that we're going to talk about doesn't even involve a financial advisor.
No.
It's personally setting a budget. It's personally establishing a mindset of, how do I save, but also feel like I'm enjoying my income or enjoying life, and you're not feeling guilty about not putting every penny in the bank? So that's my primary goal, is just to help share my knowledge to be an educational resource and to have some fun with my pal, Emily.
Absolutely. I'm so excited. But yeah, overall, we just want to create a space for open and empowering conversations. For those of you out there that aren't in the position yet for a financial advisor, that is just fine. Hopefully we'll get you there. And then we'll all, like we said, learn together along the way. When I ask him questions, some of them will be very genuine. Like I'm literally like, oh, why is that? I'm not doing it just for your benefit. I'm doing it for mine too. So yeah, we will always encourage you to send in questions, head to our website. There's a place you can reach out, contact us with questions or topics you want us to cover. Or if we cover a topic and we didn't hit on a detail that you'd like to know more about, please, by all means, send that in as well.
Yes, definitely want to make sure that we're covering things at the level that is beneficial to our audience. You know, I think that's something else when you have conversations about finances. It's like someone can give you things very high level, or all of a sudden you're so deep in the weeds that you're like, wait, I even forgot what my initial question was. So we want to make sure that we give enough information, but don't overwhelm. So if there's something that we discuss and you say, hey, I'd like for you to dig a little deeper on this specific topic, we'd be happy to just carve out a specific episode for that. We're going to have some resources on our website too. We'll have some, like I said, we'll have a journey map that you can kind of follow along from the start of your career and your savings all the way through first home, saving for retirement, college expenses, other life events, all the way through entering distribution mode. You know, there's this three kind of main areas of what you do is, you know, you accumulate and then you kind of reach that savings maintenance mode and then you go into distribution mode. And we'll cover topics all along the way and have budgeting resources and worksheets. We'll have, you know, lots of examples on our website of your additional topics that will be covered or past episodes that you want to go back and reference those. Everything should just be right there at your fingertips as a resource.
So funny, when Kim and I first talked about doing this, I sent a shout out to my friends saying, what topics would you like to hear about? So I have a very diverse set of friends financially. And they came back. We have no shortage of topics, let me tell you. I mean, it was a litany of topics that they gave me. But I thought it was funny that one of my friends was like, I'm not even sure what an RIA is. And while we could go on and on for hours about that, and I think we're going to have an entire episode dedicated to the topic at high level, how would you describe an RIA, Kim?
So first of all, just to give you the specifics of what it stands for, it is a registered investment advisor. And that is what our firm is. Synonymous with the RIA is the word fiduciary. So if there's just one term that we could bring up here in the intro, it would be fiduciary. And that's something where our firm is legally and ethically bound to always put our clients' interests first. So again, if this ends up with someone being interested in having a conversation with our firm about financial advising, great. But one thing that we want to do on the educational side is when you're looking at entering the investment world, one thing you always want to look for is whether or not the person helping you is a fiduciary. So whatever professional you decide to work with, just make sure that they have that fiduciary capacity, because then you know that they're putting your needs above their own. They're not recommending certain products for a commission. they're not recommending a certain product because they're going to send them on an all expenses paid vacation to the islands or whatever might be the case. The fiduciary responsibility is something that's really the cornerstone of a registered investment advisor. We are regulated by the SEC, which again, the Securities and Exchange Commission for the full spell out of the acronym, and that is regulated on a federal level for our firm as a registered investment advisor. We're also regulated by the state, but in addition to state regulation, we also have that additional layer of the SEC.
Which is the big daddy. The big SEC is the one.
The big kahuna.
Yeah.
So that is a very high level definition of what our firm does as far as defining the RIA. In practical terms, what our firm does is we take someone's investment account. We have the account placed at a custodian, which can kind of think of that like a bank account, even though they're not necessarily synonymous, but you're going to have your assets at a custodian. And then we're going to sit on top of those assets and decide how they should be invested. So another aspect that clearly delineates an RIA from other firms is that we do not actually take custody of the assets ourselves.
This is compliance. Compliance Kim speaking.
Yeah. Right now. So we hold those assets somewhere else. You know, that's something that is important for us to make sure that the assets are held outside of our possession. You know, so we don't have another situation of Ponzi scheme activity where things are portrayed differently than they actually are because there's not a custodian that's involved that's actually holding the assets. So you're welcome to come and visit our office anytime. We love to have people stop by, but there isn't any money here.
No. No. So leave your ski masks at home. It's,
we'll just save you the coordination of trying to get all that together now. There's no money here.
So yeah. So to like high level, we put our clients first and we take your money and invest it for you in hopes of growing it. And we've been successful at it.
We have.
I must say. Very successful. So that's just part of another reason why you should tune in and check out what we have to say about some things in finance.
So we appreciate you spending a little bit of time with us here to learn a little bit more about the podcast and kind of what inspired Emily and myself to do it, some of our goals, you know, kind of talked about some of our topics that we may be covering in the future. Just to let everybody know, our first deep dive topic is going to be on budgets. So if that resonates with you in any way, please be sure to tune into episode 2. We'll have a conversation about budgets, some Q&A type stuff, and then we'll also be posting a budgeting worksheet and some budget resources on our website to accompany that podcast. So if that's of interest to you, please check it out. And we'll be looking forward to having you come along this journey with us.
Yeah, budgeting, our first financial stride. It's where it all begins.
That does it for this episode of Financial Strides. Please check out our website at woodleyfarah.com for more information, resources, and episodes.
If you enjoyed the show, make sure to follow us and leave a comment. We love your feedback.
Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you next time on Financial Strides.